Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Perek Mem Aleph, the 41st chapter of Sefer Yeshayahu. Let's charge right into this. Perek actually is a longer of the parakim than ones we've been doing up till now, but it is one which forms a chiastic structure, which means it is a inverted on itself. You can sort of draw a line in the middle and reflect itself around the middle. So let's go through it. I'm going to divide into four sections as we read through it. The first section is the section which is talking about Avraham as the test case, sort of as the judgment case for the nations of the world, and it runs from Pasuk Aleph all the way through Pasuk Zion. Basically, at this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to the nations and he says, HaCharishi Eilai Yim. Come to me, all the nations, Ulumim Yachalifu Kwa, come and really bring your claims to me. Yachtov Lamishpot Nikrava. Come to a judgment in front of me. What's this judgment? So he goes on to explain. He turns to Avraham Avinu and he says, how is it that Abraham, the first monotheist, or the first teaching monotheist, how did he discover Hashem and proclaim monotheism to the whole world? Who inspired him to succeed? Was it not me? Who, when he was attacked by these nations and the four and five kings, and he fought against the many and conquered them, who made him succeed? And even at that point in time, everybody recognized that Avraham Avinu was ultimately the champion of Hashem, and people came to pay him homage, like we saw in his lifetime with the Philistines, with the Egyptians, those people who are around him. And nonetheless, in the end of the Perek, he says, the famous Pasuk, Ish el Israel Yazaru ul'achiv yomar chazak. Each person is helping their friend, and when they help give each other resolve and say, let's carry on doing that, it describes how one is a carpenter and one is a smelter, and they work together to glue the two things together. And they glue their two ways together that it won't leave. What does this mean? What is going on over here? So a few things that seem to be happening here. First of all, what is this judgment that seems to be happening in this section? So the Mitzvot David points out that this is Hashem proving to the nations of the world that despite how trampled upon Israel seems to have been over the generations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save them. He's proving that Israel is worth saving as he turns to Avram as the case in point. The Malbim points out that it might be even more than that. Hashem might be trying to prove his oneness to all the nations of the world for them to abandon their gods. Does it succeed or not? Well, it's not actually clear. Most of the Farshim say that it doesn't work. When it says, Ish Yisrael Yazaru L'Achiv Yomar Chazak, even though Mordechai ben David makes it into a beautiful song, Ish Yisrael Yazaru, actually, really it's referring to people who are continuing to persist making Avodah Zarah. And you have the carpenter and the metalsmith who are making their wares, quickly trying to ignore the impact that Avraham Avinu has made upon the world. So this is actually, in a certain sense, to the dismay of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite his efforts to try to impact upon the world, these stubborn human beings are at it again, they're still making their idols, which is a very disappointing place to be. However, this is to be contrasted with the next section, which runs from Pasuk Ches, all the way through Pasuk Yud Gimel. This is about Israel's belovedness, nature to Hashem. V'atah Yisrael adi, Yaakov asher b'charticho. You Israel, my servant, I've chosen you, O Jacob, who is Zerah Avram Avi, the children of Avraham. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I chose you from the edges of the earth and I proclaimed you as my servant. Don't fear because I am with you. I will fight your fights and never abandon you. I'm holding your right hand and telling you not to fear. I will help you. And this seems to be where in a certain sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reaching out and saying, Israel, I will protect you. What is the transition? How does this work? How is this read in context of the previous section in which the nations of the world seem to be ignoring the claims of monotheism to the world? So Rashi says, Avram was special to me because he found me, but you're special to me not just because you're the children of the person who found me, but because I chose you as well. Meaning to say, understand that you are even better than Avraham Avinu who had to discover me because I decided to choose you, Israel. Your chosenness is special. What makes us special? What makes us a chosen nation? Very complex question. The Malbim points to the very first pasuk in this section as the signpost for a debate which has raged throughout all of Jewish history and the different philosophers and theologians in Jewish culture. And that is the pasuk goes, V'atah Yisrael Adi, you Israel are my servant, Yaakov asher b'charticho, Jacob who has been chosen by Hashem because of Zerah Avram Avi being the one of the scion of Abraham. Think about this for a second. On the one hand, you are Israel, my servant. What makes a servant unique to a master is what he does. Look, your service that you've given to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave you a mission. I gave you mitzvahs. I gave you Torah. I gave you a life. I gave you a culture. I gave you something to lead in this world. That's what makes you special. But the second part of the pasuk is, Yaakov Asher Bachartecha, Jacob, who I have chosen. It's not because of anything you do, but it's because of who you are. This debate is something is a debate which you'll find replete in the works of many of Gedolei Yisrael throughout the generations. Are we special because we were given the Torah? Are we special independent of the Torah because of who we are, irrespective of our status or performance? Very important debate is to be sourced over here, says the Malbim, in this first pasuk, describing our uniqueness. The next section over here is the reflection of this, and that's how Hashem will protect us. This is, if you're thinking about the Perek as a chiasm, the Perek moves in the pattern of A-B-B-A, where this is the second B that we're entering in now. And this reflected pattern now says, Al tir'i toila'as Yaakov. Don't fear, O worm of Jacob. This is now referring to Israel as the unprotected, Israel as the persecuted. This section runs from Yudad all the way to Pasuk Chof. And Yeshayahu says, he tells them not to fear. Just as he helped in the past, so Hashem says, he promises he'll redeem Israel in the future. Hashem will make the nation of Israel, interestingly enough, into a saw, which will cut through mountains, grind them up, and send them like chaff into the wind. And then people will rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he describes how the poor and desolate will return to Israel via a desert, and they will desperately need water. And in response to their desperate needs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises he'll open up the springs in the desert among the rocks and grow forests to give them shade in this desert in order to show Ki Yad Hashem Asar Zois, that Hashem did this, U'Kadosh Yisrael Bera'ah, that the Holy One of Israel created this. Who are these poor people, these desolate ones in the desert? The Matsuros points out that this is the Jewish nation returning from Golos through the deserts of time and space, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelters them and performs supernatural miracles in their return. And in my mind, when I'm thinking of this and the good, the great fortune that we living at this period in time in history have to have witnessed parts of this, and we think to me the image of the Ethiopian Jews fleeing across the deserts of Sudan to be rescued by Israel, thinking of these images of what it means to be of these people who are Evyonim, who are calling out for water, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing them to their home and abode. You know, once when a Temani Jew was asked, you know, they've been brought upon these airplanes, transports to be brought to the state of Israel. They said to him, "Did you expect to go in this way?" And he said, "Absolutely. The reason I expected to go in this way was because the Torah told us that he will gather us on Kanfei Nesharim, on the eagle's wings, and these are the eagle's wings." This is to him, this is exactly what the pasuk was saying, and sometimes we're so sophisticated, we lose the sense of what really is going on. Finally, the last section is Perek, which is really the repeated section of A-B-B-A, is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Karvu Rivchem Yomar Hashem, Hagishu Atzmuseichem Yomar Melech Yaakov." Come on, bring your court case to me. And what is this court case going to comprise of? HaKadosh Baruch Hu challenges the nations of the world using any divining agent they wish or will to try to prove what the end of days will look like. Do you know what's going to happen? Then he predicts in shadowy terms the arrival of Babel and their ultimate fall in the hands of Persia. This is before Babylon has arisen as a power. This is before Persian has even been dreamt of as a power. And he's telling that, and he says to them, "Can you tell anything?" And because they can't, he closes off. "Hein kulam oven va'efes ma'aseihem." You have empty actions. "Ruach va'soyu niskehem." There's nothing, your actions are worthless because you cannot tell the future. It's interesting to me just to consider the end of this parak and to notice that the currency of power is the ability to understand what the future is going to bring. Because understand that when Israel is in desperation, when Israel is the persecuted one, the one under the foot of the in the mud of other nations, then the only thing they have to hope for is the future. And what is at question right now is, what will that future look like? One thing which is interesting to note is that so many of the disputations that the Jews have been forced to take part in against the Catholic Christianity throughout the ages, including the Ramban, through the Khazari, many people who had to have debated the Catholic the Catholic kingdom, where so many of the debates revolved around Pesukim and Yeshayahu about exactly this, which is what will the future bring? Has the Messiah already arrived? When you read the transcripts of these debates, because this is exactly the point that Akash Baruch Hu says will be so important to understand what will the future look like. But we know what it looks like because we have Akash Baruch Hu. May we see it, Bekarav Yameinu. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.